Reporter Bill Hoppe is back with us on WBFO's Behind the Bench, our weekly look at the Buffalo Sabres. I'm Omar Fatou. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
We've reached the Christmas break after a win over LA last Saturday. The Sabres lost to the Ottawa Senators 3-1 on Monday. We were feeling pretty good about this team for a couple of weeks, but now they've lost four of their last five games.
Yes, and they're starting to slump a little bit. And I really think at this point, almost halfway through the year, the Sabres kind of are what we've seen through these 30-some games. They can be great some nights. They look like a true contender. Other nights, they're bad. They're just kind of an inconsistent middle-of-the-pack team. And honestly, from where the Sabres have been the last several years, I mean, that's not bad. That's progress. That shows how far down the Sabres have been for such a long time. But they finally moved out of the cellar. I mean, they look like a team that could make the playoffs. I'm still not sure if they will. My thought is no. I mean, it's a crowded division. It's ultra competitive. But I think if you had said before the season that on Christmas the Sabres would be in the thick of the playoff race and would have just fallen out of a spot, I think most people would have taken that.
I want to talk about Jeff Skinner. He has just one goal, 4 points in the month of December, 11 goals on the season. He was a 40-goal scorer last year, got a huge contract extension in the offseason, 8 years, $72 million. What's your sense of where his game is?
Well, Jeff Skinner's game hasn't been very good for the last few weeks. And if you're the Sabres, this is concerning. You gave him a mega contract to produce goals. And what's pretty concerning to me is that I'm not seeing him get a lot of even opportunities to score. And that was one thing with his goalless stretch toward the end of last season, was that he wasn't scoring, but he was getting opportunities. And you knew they would come. And toward the end of the year, he had a couple nice games and he hit 40 goals. But I'm just not seeing much from him on a nightly basis. And last season was a career-type season for Jeff Skinner. I don't think people necessarily expected him to have 40 goals, flirt with 50 goals again like he did. But I think they expected that he would score 30 or 35. But historically, if you go through Jeff Skinner's career stats, when he's had a big season, he hasn't followed that up with another big season. And that's kind of playing out here. And I think one thing that's hurt him, and not to make excuses for him, is that he hasn't played with Jack Eichel. He and Jack Eichel shared some dynamic chemistry last year. When he signed that contract, you figured he'd play with them this year and for the foreseeable future. But he hasn't really played with them this year. He's been beside Marcus Johansson and other centers throughout the year. Ralph Krueger loves balancing the lines. He likes spreading out the scoring. And he's stuck with that so far. So it hasn't been a good month for Jeff Skinner.
Well, we're not only approaching the end of the calendar year, but also the end of the decade. And historically, the 2010s was a bad one for the Sabres. They haven't made the playoffs in the last 8 seasons. They've gone through 6 head coaches, 3 GMs in this 10 years. But to me, it was really a decade defined by the tank. Remind our listeners what that was.
Well, in 2013, the Sabres higher-ups basically said, we don't like this team we have, we can't win with it, and they decided to start over, which is fine. A lot of teams rebuild, but the Sabres, they just stripped it down to basically nothing. And when Darcy Regier famously said in the spring of 2013 that there would be some suffering ahead for Sabres fans, I don't think anyone knew how badly it would play out. And they didn't field good teams. They traded away their best players. If players got hot, they traded them away. And they wanted to stockpile draft picks. And in 2015, they wanted to win the first overall pick and draft Connor McDavid. And the tank didn't work. They still haven't recovered from it. They missed on many of those draft picks. They made bad trades. They traded a lot of assets for Evander Kane, which didn't work out. They traded a lot of assets for Ryan O'Reilly, which did work out, but then they traded Ryan O'Reilly. So it's been a lot of bad moves followed by a lot of other bad moves. So they're just now starting to come out of that. And I know some people will say, well, the Sabres have Jack Eichel, who they drafted second overall. The tank worked. I don't think the tank worked on any level. The tank was about winning the Stanley Cup and becoming a competitive team again and a perennial contender, and the Sabres haven't done that. And if you look at the Sabres' history, I know they haven't won a Stanley Cup, but they've had a pretty rich history. The 70s, 80s, 90s, early 2000s, they've always had competitive teams. They've always had some of the league's best talent. When they've been down, they've always come right back. But this decade just was not good.
The Sabres are back in action tomorrow night against the Boston Bruins on home ice. Thanks, Bill. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Omar.